Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 10. Salve a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Buongiorno a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Ciao, sono Katie.
Allora, come state oggi? Katie, come stai?
Sto molto bene, grazie. E tu, Francesca, come stai?
Sì, anch'io sto bene, grazie mille. E tu, Mark?
Sto bene, ma oggi ho mal di gola.
Mal di gola? Ah, non è una bella notizia.
No, having a sore throat is not a good idea for recording a podcast. Ho mal di gola. Let's try repeating that. Ho mal di gola.
Ho mal di gola.
Ho mal di gola.
And if I had a sore head, I could say?
Ho mal di testa.
Katie, try saying that.
Ho mal di testa.
Ho mal di, and then whatever the body part is. Ho mal di, oggi ho mal di gola. There's always an opportunity to learn some Italian. Okay, in this episode, we're going to be going over some of the language that we've learned in the past 10 shows. Obviously, you've been working on your Italian now for some time, and we've been covering a number of areas of vocabulary and different patterns of the language. And today, it's time to go over these things. However, we're going to do so with the help of some conversations. Allora, siamo pronti? Are we all ready?
Sì.
Cominciamo! So we're on lesson 10, and in this first group of 10 lessons, we've been learning lots of different topics. For example, we've been learning to introduce ourselves. Let's put Katie on the spot here. Katie, I want you to imagine that you are called Françoise, that you're French, that you're from Paris originally, but now you live in Nice, and Nice in Italian is Nizza.
Nizza.
Okay, so can you introduce yourself based on those details?
Okay, ciao, mi chiamo Françoise, sono francese, sono di Parigi, ma adesso abito a Nizza.
Bravissima, Katie!
Well done! Okay, now we've been also learning to talk about family, so we've been introducing family members. Let me think. Perhaps we could say, this is my son. He is called John. And this is my daughter, and she is called Lucy. Katie, how would you say all of that in Italian?
Questo è mio figlio, si chiama John. E questa è mia figlia, si chiama Lucy.
Fantastico.
Perfetto. Okay, now we've also been looking at places in the town. And we've been learning how to say where is such and such. So, for example, we could ask, excuse me, where is the pizzeria?
Scusi, dov'è la pizzeria?
Molto bene.
Or what about, excuse me, is there a beach nearby?
Scusi, c'è una spiaggia qui vicino?
Molto bene.
Sì, bravissima.
Okay, one other area of language that we've been learning about is more recently when we've been asking, for example, can you speak more slowly? Katie, can you remember how you would say, can you speak more slowly, please?
Può parlare più lentamente, per favore?
Certo, benissimo.
Davvero brava.
And I hope all our listeners are able to answer all these questions too. Now, what we're going to do is put all of this language, or some of the language at least, into a conversation. And Francesca and I will be taking on two roles in this conversation. And then, Katie, you can have a listen and see what you can work out from the conversation. As usual, when we do a conversation, we'll be hearing this twice. So the idea is that my name is Rob.
E io mi chiamo Angela.
And let's have a conversation. And this takes place in the town. Okay.
Buongiorno, scusi, mi può aiutare?
Sì, certo, dica.
Mi sono perso. Dov'è il centro? Me lo indica sulla cartina, per favore.
Sì, sì. Siamo qui. E il centro è qui.
Oh, ok, grazie. C'è una panetteria qui vicino.
E una panetteria? Sì, ce n'è una, ma un po' lontano. Sulla cartina ce n'è una qui. Ma lei non è italiano?
No, non sono italiano. Sono neozelandese, ma adesso abito negli Stati Uniti. Sono qui in Italia in vacanza.
Oh, molto bene.
E lei? È di Milano?
Sì, sì, sono di Milano. Ma come si chiama?
Mi chiamo Rob. E lei?
Piacere, io sono Angela.
Piacere, Angela. Ho ancora una domanda. Dov'è il castello?
Il castello? Sempre dritto, poi giri a destra e poi prenda la seconda strada a sinistra. Ha capito?
Sì, ho capito. Benissimo, grazie molte.
Prego, buona giornata.
Arrivederci.
Okay, I think I understood most of that. There were definitely a few new phrases in there, so I think it would be good to listen to that conversation again, please.
Okay, here we go.
Buongiorno, scusi, mi può aiutare?
Sì, certo, dica.
Mi sono perso. Dov'è il centro? Me lo indica sulla cartina, per favore.
Sì, sì, siamo qui e il centro è qui.
Ok, grazie. C'è una panetteria qui vicino.
Una panetteria? Sì, ce n'è una, ma un po' lontano. Sulla cartina ce n'è una qui. Ma lei non è italiano?
No, non sono italiano, sono neozelandese. Ma adesso abito negli Stati Uniti. Sono qui in Italia in vacanza.
Ah, molto bene.
E lei è di Milano?
Sì, sono di Milano. Come si chiama?
Mi chiamo Rob. E lei?
Piacere, io sono Angela.
Piacere, Angela. Ho ancora una domanda. Dov'è il castello?
Il castello? Allora, sempre dritto, giri a destra e poi prenda la seconda strada a sinistra. Ha capito?
Sì, ho capito. Benissimo. Grazie molte.
Prego, buona giornata.
Arrivederci. Okay, it's time now to go back through our conversation and hopefully everyone will understand exactly what was going on.
To begin with, I said, mi può aiutare? Katie, can you remember what that means?
Can you help me?
Mm-hmm. Mi può aiutare. We can use può in a polite way, in a formal way, to mean can you do something. So, can you speak more slowly, please? We remember that one.
Può parlare più lentamente.
Okay, so mi può aiutare, to me, can you help? Mi può aiutare. And then Angela said?
Sì, certo, dica.
So, yes, of course, tell me what you want, dica. And then I said a new phrase, we've not come across this one before. I said, mi sono perso. And that is quite a useful phrase to say if you can't find your way around. Katie, can you work out what it means?
I'm lost,
perhaps. I'm lost, that's right. So I'm lost and perso, you might think of your French word perdu. It's linked in there to perdre. So perso is the past participle form of the verb.
Perdere.
To lose. So I've got myself lost. Mi sono perso. Katie, can you work out how you would say I've got myself lost?
I was just going to ask about that, Mark. Would I say mi sono persa?
Sì, brava Katie.
Okay.
Mi sono persa.
So if you're female, mi sono persa. If you're male, mi sono perso. So I wanted to know, dov'è il centro? What was I asking?
Where is the city centre?
Mm-hmm. And then I said, me lo indica sulla cartina, per favore. What was I asking there? Can you work out what that might be? Me lo indica sulla cartina.
Were you asking if Angela could point it out to you on the map?
Exactly. La cartina is a map. It's a map of a town plan, una cartina. What would the map of the world or the map of the country be, Francesca?
We can say la mappa.
La mappa. So la mappa is a large-scale map for a country or an area. And when we're talking about a town plan, it's la cartina.
Sì.
Me lo indica sulla cartina. So can you indicate it to me on the map? Me lo indica sulla cartina, per favore. So Angela then said...
Sì, sì, siamo qui e il centro è qui.
Siamo qui e il centro è qui. So, siamo is a word that we've heard a couple of times. I sometimes ask, siamo pronti? Are we ready? So, siamo qui, we are here, e il centro è qui. And the center is here. Obviously, at this point, Angela is pointing to the map to see where we are. And then I had a question. I'm obviously feeling a little bit hungry. I've asked, c'è una panetteria qui vicino? Katie, what does that mean?
Is there a baker's nearby?
Is there a baker's nearby? Listen to Angela's response.
Una panetteria? Sì, ce n'è una, ma un po' lontano.
Ce n'è una, ma un po' lontano. Katie, puoi spiegare? Can you explain?
Ooh. I think she said, yes, there is one, but it's a little bit far away.
Perfetto. Ce n'è una. There's one of them. Ce n'è una. We're talking about una panetteria. So, ce n'è una, ma un po' lontano. But it's a little far away. We've heard un po' when we talked about, do you speak Italian? Sì, parlo un po'. Un po' lontano. A little far away. And then Angela goes on to say, on the map, there's one here.
Sulla cartina ce n'è una qui.
So there's one of them. It's that ne again. Ce n'è una qui. There's one of them here. Then Angela has a question for Rob.
Ma lei non è italiano.
But you're not Italian.
That's right. And of course she's using the formal form here. Ma lei non è italiano. You are not Italian. And just a reminder, if we're writing that lei down, then we need to use a capital L because the capital L is used for the formal you. Lei non è italiano. You're not Italian. And Rob's answer is, no, non sono italiano. Sono neozelandese. So where's Rob from?
New Zealand.
He is indeed from New Zealand. Ma adesso abito negli Stati Uniti.
But now he lives in the United States.
Exactly. And then he says, sono qui in Italia in vacanza.
He's in Italy on holiday.
On holiday, on vacation, exactly. Sono qui in vacanza. In vacanza. On holiday. Okay, then we find a little more about where Angela's from. Rob asks, lei è di Milano?
That would mean, and you, are you from Milan?
Exactly. And what did Angela say?
Sì, sono di Milano.
So that's fairly straightforward.
Yes, I am from Milan.
Okay. And then Rob answered, or he asked rather, another question. He said, ho ancora una domanda. I have another question. Ancora is the word for another. It's linked to the French word encore, which of course means to hear something again. Encore, what you would shout in the theatre if you wanted another performance of a song. And in Italian, that becomes ancora.
Ancora.
Ancora una domanda.
O ancora una domanda.
Okay. And what was his other question? He asked, dov'è il castello?
Where is the castle?
Benissimo. And then he gets some directions from Angela.
Sempre dritto, giri a destra e poi prenda la seconda strada a sinistra.
Kitty, can you work out what those directions are?
I think she said go straight on, then turn right, and then take the second street on your left.
And then Angela wants to know if Rob has understood. She asks,
ha capito?
So that means, have you understood? Ha capito? And Rob's answer is, sì, ho capito. I have understood. We learned ho capito or capisco, as in I understand. In this case is, ho capito, I have understood. Then Rob's going to say thank you. He says, grazie molte, many thanks, literally. And then they say goodbye. Allora, una conversazione interessante è abbastanza facile, no?
Non ho capito. What did you say? Abbastanza?
Okay,
something.
Let's put this into a real context here. If you don't understand what a word means, you can say, what does abbastanza mean? Cosa vuol dire abbastanza? Let's just try the question form there. Cosa vuol dire?
Cosa vuol dire?
Yeah, it literally means what wants to say. Okay, it means, what does something mean? Cosa vuol dire abbastanza?
Cosa vuol dire abbastanza?
Abbastanza means quite. So, abbastanza facile. Quite easy.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, what we're going to do now is listen to our second conversation. And this time it's slightly different. It's an informal conversation because we're back at that famous cocktail party again, meeting people and getting to know new friends. This time, Katie is going to be involved and you're playing yourself.
Okay.
I am going to be taking the part of Luca and my sister, Arabella, is going to be played by Francesca.
Wow, che bel nome.
Okay, so let's go to our cocktail party one last time.
Ciao, sono Katie.
Ciao, io sono Luca e questa è mia sorella, Arabella.
Ciao, piacere.
Piacere mio.
Di dove sei, Katie?
Io sono scozzese di St. Andrews e tu, Arabella?
Siamo italiani di Torino, ma adesso abitiamo a Caserta, vicino Napoli.
Ma parli italiano, Katie?
Sto imparando da 2 mesi.
È facile, no?
No, ma parlo francese e spagnolo. E tu parli inglese?
No, no, non parlo inglese, ma arabello un pochino. Io parlo un po' di giapponese.
Ah, molto bene.
Sei in vacanza con la tua famiglia?
Sì, sono in vacanza con mia madre, mio padre e il mio compagno.
Come si chiamano?
La mia mamma si chiama Sally e il mio papà si chiama John. E il mio compagno è Paul.
Molto bene. Quanto tempo rimanete qui?
Scusa, ma non ho capito.
Sei in vacanza a Napoli per 5 notti o 7 notti?
Ah, sì, 7 notti.
Va bene.
Allora, come si dice I have to go now in italiano?
Si dice devo andare.
Grazie. Allora, devo andare.
Buona serata.
E buone vacanze.
Grazie. Arrivederci.
Okay, that was a little more complicated. There were, again, some phrases in there that you perhaps didn't fully understand. Let's have another listen, and hopefully this time things will be a little more clear.
Ciao, sono Katie.
Ciao, io sono Luca e questa è mia sorella, Arabella.
Ciao, piacere.
Piacere mio.
Di dove sei, Katie?
Io sono scozzese di St. Andrews. E tu, Arabella?
Siamo italiani di Torino, ma adesso abitiamo a Caserta, vicino Napoli.
Ma parli italiano, Katie?
Sto imparando da 2 mesi.
È facile, no?
No, ma parlo francese e spagnolo. E tu parli inglese?
No, no, non parlo inglese, ma arabello un pochino. Io parlo un po' di giapponese.
Ah, molto bene.
Sei in vacanza con la tua famiglia?
Sì, sono in vacanza con mia madre, mio padre e il mio compagno.
Come si chiamano?
La mia mamma si chiama Sally e il mio papà si chiama John. E il mio compagno è Paul.
Molto bene. Quanto tempo rimanete qui?
Scusa, ma non ho capito.
Sei in vacanza a Napoli per 5 notti o 7 notti?
Ah, sì, 7 notti.
Va bene.
Allora, come si dice I have to go now in italiano?
Si dice devo andare.
Grazie. Allora, devo andare.
Buona serata.
E buone vacanze.
Grazie. Arrivederci.
Okay, so how was that this time? Hopefully you've understood lots of this conversation. Unfortunately, there's not enough time to go through the whole conversation in detail in this lesson. And what we're actually going to do is go through it in detail in our bonus episode. And that forms part of our premium materials, the Coffee Break Italian Plus membership that we've mentioned once or twice before. We'll go through all the bonus vocabulary here for this conversation and explain everything in detail in that other episode. Before we finish this lesson, however, there are some other phrases that we'd like to get in. And these are some important phrases that you can use at different times of the year or on different occasions that are very important for you to know. So let's begin with a very important phrase, and that is happy birthday.
Buon compleanno.
Let's listen again to Francesca say this slowly.
Buon compleanno.
Buon compleanno.
So that's happy birthday, buon compleanno. We can also use another phrase at birthday times or indeed any time we're congratulating someone.
Sì, auguri.
Auguri literally are wishes.
Wishes, yes.
So we can just say that word on its own.
Uh-huh, or tanti auguri.
Okay, so let's take those two together. We've got auguri.
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 Or tanti auguri.
Tanti auguri.
Tanti auguri.
So many wishes, lots of wishes. Now, another way of wishing someone good luck is a really nice expression, and that is literally into the mouth of the wolf.
Yes. In bocca al lupo.
In bocca al lupo.
Francesca, puoi spiegare? Can you explain this expression?
There are different schools of thought regarding this expression. Some people say that because the wolf is the symbol of Rome and it's something very protective, so it's very safe to be in the mouth of the wolf. But some other people say it's something that hunters used to say before going hunting. So I'm not really sure. But a very important thing is the reply to this wish. Never say grazie, because it's bad luck.
Okay.
What you have to say is crepi.
Crepi.
Literally made the wolf die.
So let's try this. In bocca al lupo.
In bocca al lupo.
And then the response is?
Crepi.
Crepi. Okay, so you must remember that. Don't ever say grazie in response to in bocca al lupo. You must instead say crepi.
Sì, crepi. My mom always says grazie and
Okay, so that's another phrase for you, in bocca al lupo and crepi. And then perhaps another phrase that you might want to use at some point in your Italian journey is ti amo.
Why not? Ti amo.
Ti amo. What does that mean?
It means I love you. That's a very famous Umberto Tozzi song, isn't there? Ti amo.
Oh, e chiedo perdono.
We'll not sing anymore.
That's embarrassing.
Head over to YouTube and have a look at the Umberto Tozzi song, Ti Amo. Okay, a couple of other phrases that might come in useful at different times of the year. We've got, first of all, Happy Easter.
Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua.
What about Happy Christmas?
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
And Happy New Year.
Buon anno.
Buon anno.
Okay, so you're fully equipped now for dealing with Italian at all times of the year and in all situations. And that is where we're going to leave it for today. Okay, we've completed 10 lessons together. We've learned lots and lots of Italian words and phrases, and hopefully we've started laying the foundations of what you need to know to make more progress so that you understand the patterns of the language and that you're not just learning these phrases off by heart. We will, of course, be back soon with more Italian for you. We're taking a couple of weeks break now, as we always do after 10 lessons, but we'll be back very soon. And in the next series of lessons, we'll be learning more transactional material to deal with a trip to an Italian-speaking area.
Don't forget that we will be going through the second conversation from today's lesson in our bonus lesson. And if you want to find out more information about how you can access all those resources, head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
That's right, there is indeed a video version available of this lesson and our lesson notes, which explain everything that we've covered. And of course, give you a full transcript of all the Italian in this lesson. So that's coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Come and practice all the Italian you've learnt in these 10 lessons on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, we are at Learn Italian.
We would like to say thank you for staying with us for these first 10 lessons, and we hope that you're looking forward to more. Grazie molte e arrivederci.
A presto, ciao.
Ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.